time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for July 3rd. That's right. It's one day before July 4th. And, of course, that's a holiday tomorrow. Holidays today. There's a bunch of them, folks, so get ready for this. Compliment your mirror day. Yeah, compliment your mirror day. All right. Disobedience Day. Eat Beans Day. International Cherry Pit Spitting Day. And I believe that's on ESPN, too. Stay out of the Sunday. And Rochester looks pretty overcast today, so I'm guessing we're not going to have to worry too much about the sun. Welcome to the show. Birthdays today, real quick. It's AEW's Joey Janela is 32 today. Happy birthday, Joey Janela. Keep on going to those Board of Education meetings and whatever the heck you're doing, trying to get your name out there. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Stone's Delight Empire at Culver. Salvatore's at the garage door is proud to show UFC 264 one week from today. That's July 10th. McGregor Poirier 3. Prelim start at 8. Pay-per-view starts at 10. And as always, never a cover charge. And we'll be there too. Eventually. I got a baseball game that night till 10, so I'm going to run over. I might miss a couple of the early fights, but I'll be there. Hey, interested in roller derby? You want to be a skater? Officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show today. I'm your humble host, the Cash Man. I'm joined by Danger Boy. How are you doing, Danger?
I'm finally figuring out technology, and I'm doing much better this week.
Yeah, wow, you're clear. The picture's nice and everything. It's beautiful. Hopefully the artiste will be able to get in soon. I believe I sent him the invite. I certainly hope I did. Let's see. Yeah, I did send the link to him. So he should be in soon. But we're also joined by Jay-Z. Jay-Z comes back. Had a few extra minutes today. Jay-Z, how's it going, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm hoping that that the audio is clear from me, that you're not hearing Dave Matthews Band or whatever music's playing over the PA system where I'm currently located, but I'm doing well.
If it is Dave Matthews, someplace Mark Fantasia's died just a little bit. This week we're missing out on DC Dan Cole. He is indisposed, as they say, as well as Furby, who's, I believe, on a train right now on his way to see the Yankees versus the Mets. If it happens, I don't know what the weather's like down there, but, man, it is definitely overcast here in Rochester. We're here. I'm sure the artists will be clicking in soon. We're here talking about the world of professional wrestling. Got a lot of things, and I want to tell you folks, last week's show, yes, I will admit it, for first and foremost, I had another commitment, so we taped it, so we missed out on probably one of the biggest pieces of news that happened last week, and it was Friday night that it happened, and we're going to talk a little bit about it now. I'm going to start off. I got a few topics we want to talk about, but I want to talk about these cuts that happened on Friday. Danger with you and Jay-Z, there was for some reason, I think WWE went into the Performance Center and decided they don't want Live 205 anymore because they went and hacked a handful of people that that work on that show. I'll give you a real quick list and then we'll discuss it. We have the Bollywood Boys, you know, the guys that used to be with Jinder Mahal.
Jinder.
Yeah, don't hinder Jinder when the Bollywood Boys are there. Sunil Singh and Samir Singh. Marina Sharif, which I'm surprised because her husband is like one of the main guys on NXT. Arturo Rose, Kurt Stallion, Fandango, Tyler Breeze, the tag team of Chase Parker and Matt Martell, Everrise, Tony Nese, Aria Davari's younger brother, and August Gray all got their walking papers last Friday. We were recorded. I had to be someplace else. We talked wrestling. It was a great show, but we didn't get to that. So we're going to talk about start the show today. There was about 14 people that had been cut last Friday. Nothing that's going to affect Raw or SmackDown, maybe, except, you know, some guys have worked on those stations before, or those shows before, like Fandango and Tyler Breeze. But these guys were like the base of the pyramid for a couple shows, you know, like Live 205 as well as NXT. We would see a lot of these guys on every week. Danger, thoughts on these cuts, these latest cuts? And I guess Khan, I don't remember his first name, not Tony Khan because he runs AEW.
Nick Khan.
He said, I take 100% responsibility for all these cuts. So what do you think about that?
Well, I don't agree with anyone losing their job, and I really was enjoying what Everrise was doing on television. I'm not surprised by any of it. It's a lot of the guys who you would see every week were a little older, and they want to get some young blood in there. They're actually making a push to get younger people in there, so I'm not surprised by it. Fandango was employed for 16 years. Tyler Breeze was there for like 12. They had good runs. They have other options. It's unfortunate, but it's not the end of the world. It's not any major players.
Yeah. Well, joining us is the Artiste, and the Artiste, thank you. Are you having difficulty getting in, or just, you know, you're just pulling your 5 minutes late like you do that when we were in the studio, you know?
No, technology's been fun this morning, so good morning.
I'm just messing with you, bro. Fandango, you know, I see that name, and all I can think of is Jericho put him over when Jericho came back to WWE in WrestleMania, and I think Jericho regrets that. That's at least, it seems like every time he talks about it, he's like, you know, because Vince McMahon was so hot on Fandango because Dancing with the Stars was on TV, but Jericho had to put him over at WrestleMania in his first match, I believe. So, so I think he's a big name that's kind of a surprise. Tyler Breeze as well, and Tyler Breeze, a very good friend of a friend of ours who passed away this past year, John Huber, and Tyler, and it's a shame because everyone had wonderful things to say about Tyler Breeze when that happened. But there's just some names in there that this is like, you know, and Marina Shafir, husband, of course, is Roddy on NXT, so it's like. It's just really kind of odd when you like are firing half of a couple, and it's happened quite a few times in all these recent cuts. Rob, you have any thoughts on like this latest bloodletting, we'll say?
I mean, I don't want to be all Mr. Negative about WWE, but it just shows once again that some people in that company know what they're doing and some don't. And look at how over Fandango was at one point. Look at the reactions that Tyler Breeze got in NXT. And then you have a lot of other talent that they just scooped up, which honestly just seemed like it was to try to keep them away from other places like AEW, and they didn't really give a full chance to. Yeah, Everrise 3.0, they got to do a little bit of stuff. You know, same with the Anthony Green or whatever his 205 live name was. I just don't think it's – they got to start changing the way they're going about this. Like, you can't just sign everybody and then hoard them and not really use them. That there's a lot of talent that got released there. There's also some names on there that I don't care as much about. Hopefully now with Nick Khan making these decisions, it's more of a decision moving forward. Okay, we're not just going to scoop up all these people just to have them, just to pack the performance center with people that maybe we'll give a chance to at some point, maybe we won't. Let's evaluate them more first, whatever the case is. So I think honestly, like it's tough for those people that weren't even under contract for a year. That I don't feel like got a fair shake, but it's big news for, quite honestly, the indie wrestling world, which is hurting a little bit right now because of how much talent is not available these days compared to previous years. So you're going to see a lot of these names coming around to your local towns and stuff. But I don't know. It's just weird to me that they do this and then now they're bringing other people back and they're signing more people for the Performance Center. It's just a constant revolving door that I feel like anybody who they actually give a chance to, who moves to Florida, who uproots their life, all of that stuff, maybe quits their day job, whatever, they they should have an actual true opportunity. And I just don't feel you can say like, oh, Anthony or August Gray, like got some chances, whatever. Like 3.0 Everrise, they should have had, they're so talented. They've been around for so long. If you had put them in a stable with Kevin Owens or something, like it could be absolute gold. And I feel bad for these people who thought maybe they were realizing their dream. And I just don't think they were given the right opportunity.
What about Tony Nese? I mean, he got a lot of exposure on Raw. Tony Nese, yep. You know, I mean, he kind of looked like Murphy a little bit too. I mean, he was super built and everything, and he really was a great wrestler. And Tony Nese had the name on the indie circuit before he came to WWE.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I think that he is definitely at a loss, but they've had no place for him. But yeah, there's a lot of people, and you say it's a revolving door. They just signed and had like a little photo gallery or a lot of pictures being taken of these three new Chinese athletes who are now in the performance center. Jay-Z, what do you think? I mean,
well, you know, the one thing that I always think about when I see
no Dave Matthews yet. Go ahead.
No Dave Matthews. It was Smash Mouth a minute ago. But I'll keep you up to date. Anyway, the thing I always think about with WWE signing all these names over the last few years, bringing them to the performance center, and you know, some of them going through training at the performance center, some of them showing up on Raw once in a while, is like that kid, that rich kid in your neighborhood that had everything, all the toys. They just bought everything. And when they do these cuts, it's like they're taking and they're culling their collection and just dumping them off at Goodwill. And that's really what it feels like whenever I see these like long lists of cuts, is that they don't know what to do with half the guys they have on their roster. And they look at the budget and they're like, you know, let's just cut these guys, you know. And it's unfortunate because they're pretty much just rely on the same, dozen guys to sort of run the show for their two flagship programs. And then everything else is just, you know, window dressing. It's not really there for any other purpose other than, hey, Vince has all the toys and he's going to keep them until he's done with them and just toss them aside. And it is great for the indie scene. I can't wait to see what Everrise does. I don't know if they're going to show up, you know, in AEW doing some dark matches or something. I think they're way too talented just to be, you know, on the indies. I'd love to see them sign somewhere and doing what we will all know they're capable of.
We have a limited. I mean, listen, AEW just has a limited amount of people and time that they have on TV.
Yeah.
So it's. I mean, yes, they're doing the dark show and everything, but you know, it's tough. It's tough to find a spot. MLW has been signing, picking people up, so maybe MLW or
Impact. Even. I mean, I think those are two guys out of all those names. I mean, Fandango and Tyler Breeze, I can see, you know, doing a bunch of top indie spots and things like that. I don't want to see them in AEW. I don't think they need any more ex-WWE guys, really. But, you know, I can see, like, guys like Everrise, who never really got a chance, deserve a chance. And I think they would connect to a larger crowd, regardless of where they are. But other than that, you know, it's just WWE's going to keep doing this. I don't know what their purpose is, whether they're, you know, culling the herd to get ready for a sale, or whether they're just realizing, wait, we got too many guys that we're never going to put on TV, so let's just get rid of them.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm thinking maybe now it just crossed my mind that they're going to be on the road in less than 2 weeks, and that costs money too. And I think maybe skimp a little here at one spot and, spend that money towards, you know, being back on the road. Because they haven't had to be on the road in, like, what, 18 months now? It's been quite a while. You know, and that may have something to do with it. I mean, AEW, you saw their big goodbye on Wednesday night to Jacksonville, because they know they're going to be on the road now for a while. And
I guess it's just unfortunate because there's a lot of people there that I wanted to see get a legitimate chance in WWE, and I just think that they have too many people. And we've talked about, like, is AEW at that point or going to get to that point? At least AEW doesn't have a track record yet of somebody getting super popular and then not knowing what at all to do with them, like I would say was the case with Fandango and people like that. But, you know, you've got all these people who – there's a lot of talent out there, but WWE just doesn't need that many people. Like, you got to figure out what to do with the people you have and then add people as you need them. But you don't need that many people under contract. And quite honestly, maybe a lot of people disagree with me on this, but I just think there's too much in WWE. I think there's too many shows. I think there's too many wrestlers that the focus is still only on, like Jay-Z was saying, maybe like 12 people, whatever it is. There's not that many people that actually get a legitimate chance, and everybody else is standing back in the shadows. Like, do we need 205 Live? Do we need all, like, there's NXT, there's NXT UK, I don't know, the Superstars, Jacked Metal, whatever still exists at this point. I don't even know at this point because there's so many shows. Like, I just think, and that's what I don't want AEW to get to that point with Rampage and Elevation and everything else. Like, at some point, less is more.
Yeah, yeah, you make 100% sense there. And one more note before we go to break. Sanjay Dutt was looped in with a bunch of these people a week ago, and in reality, he left WWE, but he left on his own accord. He decided he no longer wanted to work there. And then, did I hear news that he had been picked up by somebody else this week? Was AEW? Danger, did you hear that?
Yeah, he's supposed to. I think he was going to be agenting AEW women's matches for television. So I think he made the immediate jump. I think he was backstage this week.
See, so it's really interesting that he must have asked for his release and they gave it to him and then he immediately went over. You know.
Well, he's an employee, so he doesn't have those no compete clauses. He's not one of their independent contractors. It's a different contract for your producers. So
very cool. Well, we're going to take a break. We got a break. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about AEW this week. And maybe, you know, and I don't want to be all negative, but there was a boo-boo on the show that we will bring up. And Hacksaw Jim Duggan's in town today, too. And you can find out in the next segment where he's going to be. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Little Matt Riddle. I guess his name is Matt Riddle again. Did you hear that? The announcers were calling him Matt Riddle on Monday, even though he was Randy Orton. If you want to be honest, he was doing Randy Orton the whole show, which I thought was interesting. I don't know if I want to see Matt Riddle doing impersonations on Monday night, though. It was pretty bad. But welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman with Danger Boy, the artiste Rob Sanderson. Jay-Z joining us. Everybody else is on the road or doing something else. Del Wilkes passed away this past Thursday at the age of 59. He died of a massive heart attack. Del Wilkes, you might remember, was the Patriot. Buff wrestler, obviously chemically enhanced buffness, maybe led to issues, but 59 is too young to die. Danger.
I listened to a few years ago, he was on Austin's podcast when he was doing podcasts that weren't just on the WWE network, and he described, I mean, he was very honest, and he overcame some major addiction issues with painkillers after his WWE run, and was doing better. But with he admitted, and he had years of steroid use when he was in college football and wrestling, and then the years of painkiller abuse. And it, you know, he was surprised he was alive at the time, and this was probably 5 or 6 years ago. So it's very unfortunate. I'm glad he did get to spend some time, preaching to people and telling people his story and helping people not become what he became. Cause I mean, I think it was like 105 Viking in a day he was up to.
Ouch.
And it's just insane.
Oh my God.
Ouch. 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 Hey, Jay-Z, what do you think? Hold on a second. Somebody once told me the Jay-Z, what do you think?
Hello, donkey. Anyway, I'm making waffles. Anyway, sorry. Whenever I hear that song, I just flash back to when my kid was young, and now he's 20 years old.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I don't know. Del Wilkes, I remember him as the trooper in AWA, watching him on weekday afternoons on ESPN. They'd show, you know, two or three-year-old episodes of the AWA. But his story is really, you know, if you look at it, is tragic, but – you know, I think it ended with more hope, you know, that there is hope for people that are stuck in that addiction, especially to things like painkillers and opiates and stuff like that. But yeah, when you destroy your body like that when you're young, you sort of pay for it when you get older, and sometimes you don't get as old as you'd like to be because of it. So it's sad, but, you know.
Yeah.
What are you going to do at this point?
Yeah, I remember very well him and Bret Hart having that little, in 1997, having that series, which was great for both of them. I mean, it really did elevate him, but I think he had some issues with the company and wasn't around much longer after that. Because that's when Tom Brandy bought the Patriot gimmick from him.
Yeah, he tore his tricep or something, and then just it didn't heal, and they let him go.
And Tom Brandy, and
he was wrestling in Japan again, too, after that.
I was going to say, Tom Brandy is a name, definitely an old name brought up. You used to see him around here, USWA Wrestling or whatever it was.
Good old Salvatore Sincere?
Salvatore Sincere, wearing the pink tights and coming out with the pink hat on and everything. Oh, my goodness. Takes you back. But so I tease going into this break that Jim, not Jim the Anvil, Jim Dugan, or... Hacksaw is going to be in town. Rob, what's the details on that?
Yeah, there's a grand opening today for Average Joe's Hobby in Livonia, which obviously July 3rd is always a big day in Livonia for people that are Canisius Lake folks and stuff, the Ring of Fire tonight. But the shop is having its grand opening today, and Hacksaw, who is always a hoot to be around, I can just put it from that, from all his appearances over the years and stuff. He'll be there starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon, signing autographs, taking pictures, all that stuff. So I know you can get more information, Average Joe's Hobby LLC on Facebook, but that starts at 1 o'clock. So
very cool.
You can chant USA with Hacksaw on 4th of July weekend. I mean, I feel like that's pretty appropriate.
He signs 2x4s. Yeah.
I was going to say, is he signing 2x4s?
He usually brings a bunch of them.
I would think so.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Nice.
It's probably
You could probably pick up a 2x4 somewhere on that street, I would think.
Oh, I don't know. With that lumber shortage we had, it might be really expensive to get a 2x4 at this point.
From what I understand, the numbers are dropping, so you might be able to get one for under $10. Or get a longer piece and bring a saw.
It just the last time I saw
good gimmick if he was wrestling today, like, oh, I've got my 1x3, like, I can bring the ring this week.
The last time I saw Hacksaw was at that place out in Akron, New York, and Hacksaw was signing 2x4s, and Virgil was there, and Virgil goes, hey, you want me to sign you 2x4? And it's like, no,
that'll be $80. Yeah, no. After he signs it without you wanting him to sign it. No, I didn't say that.
No, but
yeah, that show in Akron where I was ringing the bell and rang the bell for Hacksaw's match, and then he just stopped and turned and yelled, who rang that bell? And I thought I was like in trouble, like, oh no, I messed up. And he's just like, oh, great job, like, thumbs up. Oh, I was like, oh, everything's fine.
Every
like
job
on a Make-A-Wish.
Listen,
or something.
Not every job gets a compliment, so you rang the bell good, you know. Ho. So that's today.
If you're going out to see him too, if you can find a place that has a double wide ice cream cone. I remember him enjoying that quite a bit at the 2CW show in Boonville at that Woodsman Fest. He was fun there too. So
definitely a personality. I think the last thing I remember, we've talked to him a couple times, and we talked to him about Legends House, and that was always interesting, just because all the people who have passed away since that show was on, which is sad. You know, Roddy Piper and Mean Gene Okerlund and the announcer
Howard Finkel.
Yeah, so there was a lot of people we lost.
That would be crazy to watch that back now.
Yeah, it would. It's scary. It's sad. It's really sad, because, you know, and Pat Patterson too. You know, it was so. But very cool. So let's talk a little bit about AEW Dynamite this past week. I will throw out, this is the first Wednesday they've been on in, what are we talking now, like a month?
About a month.
And they
close to that. Yeah,
they still drew the numbers. They had 883,000 folks that tuned in. You know, after the show has been, you know, jumping around the Monopoly board for the last couple weeks, who knows what night it's going to be on. But I thought that was great, and I think that to me tells me this company has some legs, because you can change the time on it for a month and still people will come back when it's Wednesday 8 o'clock. And we had a good show. It was a lot of fun. Started off with the tag team match, you know, where the Young Bucks kind of got this new kind of porn stash thing going on. And it seems like everybody must have grown a mustache in the past week, because Kenny Omega's got those sideburns going too. But
that wasn't even a week too, because we went from Saturday Night Dynamite to Wednesday Night Dynamite. So that's a quick turnaround for that facial hair. Congratulations to the Elite on that.
Well, it's even better is Kenny Omega didn't have it Thursday either. So he shaved it right off after, and then on Impact, he was clean shaven again.
Interesting. Although I think he tweeted, should I have this for next week? So now I guess after that super live Impact show, he's going to have to grow it back for Wednesday in Miami.
They've got a lot of testosterone. They can excess it, and you know, that excess testosterone, it'll push out of their face, you know, in a few days.
222-1280 star 12 is number. We've got Bob from Westvale online. Bob, what's up?
I'd like to talk to Rich.
You got him. I'm here. Yeah, go ahead.
Rich Urcioli?
I think are you calling another show by accident? Because this is in Rochester, New York. We're talking about the world of professional wrestling, sir.
No, I'm sorry.
I had a feeling. My name is Rich, you know? It's like, you know.
We've had some doozies of callers in the last one.
It's just a
Do
weird...
you want to give him some advice anyway? Like, just give him some random advice.
Yes.
Buy low, sell high.
Dogecoin or whatever they call it, you know? Yeah, definitely. So let's talk a little bit about JR's his mistake. Ending the show. And listen, I went back and watched it twice, okay? Not more than 5 seconds before he said WWE. He said AEW tickets can be found here. He said AEW about six times. And then he closed the show by saying there's nothing like a WWE Dynamite show. And he knew immediately. And listen, everyone piled on. And he's like, I know I made a mistake, but I ain't quitting, you know? So... what'd you guys think? I mean, that was like kind of like, you know, thank goodness it was like my DVR kind of cut it off though. So it's like right when he was about to say it, my DVR stopped. So if you DVR'd it, it was like you might have missed the very end of that. But it was a kind of a big mistake. He hasn't done it yet. In the year and a half he's been doing the show, he hasn't slipped like that. So,
I mean, he called Kenny Omega the WWE champion before. I don't want to be the guy that hates on a Hall of Famer. He is the greatest wrestling announcer of all time. He can go on and on with all that. It's very unfortunate that it happened. I don't understand how it happens, because WWE Dynamite was never a show. I think probably you could put a little blame on the fact that he has a podcast where he talks about WWE constantly. So those are letters that are still coming out of his mouth these days. And maybe that leads to making that mistake. I just think it's really unfortunate. I think one of the problems in my mind is not just that it happened, but you had a really good show and then you had a really good video package recapping the whole pandemic era in Jacksonville. And then your big go home, your big sign off from the show is that. Like, if it had happened in the middle of the show, I don't think it would have been as big of a deal. And he's not the only one that flubbed that night. I mean, Excalibur had a pretty bad one in, like, the opening line of the show, too. I don't remember the exact wording, but just, like, jumbled up a sentence. You know, it happens. It's not going to change anything with JR. I just if I'm Tony Khan, I'm concerned, because I don't feel like Tony Khan is, like, Vince McMahon, who's going to, like, reprimand JR or say like this needs to stop happening or whatever the case is. Like, I feel like JR holds the power here, but it can't keep happening because this is not the first time, and it's not a good look. So it's unfortunate. It is just a mistake. It's not like he's doing anything malicious, and you know, you can move on from it, but I certainly didn't like hearing that.
Go ahead, Jay-Z.
I know for some people, you know, that if you look on Twitter, which is just a cesspool, you know, make sure you're wearing protection when you're in there. But if you look at Twitter, you know, the response was like, oh, he's getting old. He's getting old. He must be losing some of his mental acuity and all that other stuff. And honestly, you know, it was a terrible mistake. I'm not discounting the mistake. I think it's awful that he did it. But I try to understand, like, how could it happen? Well, number one, he spent how many years saying WWE on television? How many hours saying WWE? So there's that. Number two, I have four kids, and I can't go a day without messing up their names. I'll say one kid's name when I mean the other kid. It happens all the time. So
yeah, I call my daughter my sister's name. Okay, it happens all the time.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's I don't know if it could be partially, you know, he's got this muscle memory to close the show with WWE, close the show with WWE. What he'll say, I don't know. Maybe it's muscle memory. Maybe it is
instinct.
A fact of
sometimes,
age.
Sometimes you can put yourself in neutral and it feels like it's flowing out, and then that came out. You know, I know.
But my thought would be to take a guy like JR. You know, he's great on play by play, but let me tell you, if you pull JR from there, you're not missing a lot. If you got Tony or Tony Schiavone, you've got Excalibur. If you have those two in there, maybe a Taz or throw in a couple of guests here and there. You're not missing a lot if you pull JR out. You can still use JR in a different capacity where he's highly edited, where he sits down and does sit-down interviews with guys. I think that would be just as important. I think he still has a great mind for the business. Throw him in the back as a consultant, things like that. I don't know if they necessarily need him on the show doing play-by-play anymore. Keep him on. You know, it's not a downgrade, but you're using him in another way that is just as good, but where it's highly editable, because he does make stumbles and, you know, he does have gaps. Like, he asked about a bake sale for, you know, AEW heels, 6 months ago? I mean, the little gaps like that, which he probably in his mind thought it was funny in a moment. And then he's like, wait, that probably wasn't a good idea. Yeah. Throw him in a place where he's editable, still use him. That's what I think the solution should be. I don't know if Tony Khan would do that. I don't know if JR would want to do that, but you know.
Okay, on that note, we got a break, but I do want to say one thing. Is JR was the voice of wrestling for like 25 years. It's hard to, you know, if you have an opportunity to, people who might just hear his voice and might say, oh, that's a wrestling guy, I'm going to stay there. I think that's one of the the attractions of using him. And on that note, we're going to go to break. We'll be back. We'll talk more about this on the flip side. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Little Sami Zayn. Last night on Friday Night SmackDown, we got to see a epic match between Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. I know, we've seen that a few times. I've never seen one go more than a couple commercial breaks, and this last night's was a couple commercial breaks. And it was like an opportunity for Kevin Owens to get in the Money in the Bank. He won. He's going to the Money in the Bank, which is next weekend. We'll have to probably talk all about that next weekend, but I'm a big fan of Sami Zayn. I really do. I think the guy's great. He unfortunately has to be on the losing end. He did win at WrestleMania over Kevin Owens the first time ever. I think he got a win, but since then he's been losing to him. But yeah, come back with that.
I don't think there's many rivalries in professional wrestling, current, past, whatever company, that I just won't ever get sick of. Like those two, it was great watching their matches. Whether, I mean, you're going back to like Montreal Indies, where they go Ring of Honor 2010, whatever, like all their stuff in WWE, like most other rivalries, Drew McIntyre, Bobby Lashley, other things I'm sick of, whatever, but I could watch Kevin and Sammy wrestle again next week and be fine with it. So they just have that chemistry.
Oh, I agree 100%. And I would love, you know, and I enjoy what they, you know, they, because they can, their matches go in so many different directions. If you want like hardcore, they're going to be all over the arena, you know. And I think those are guys who are going to be like MVPs when they get back on the road. They're going to be back on the road in less than 2 weeks. And when they're on the road, you know, it's going to, you know, I mean, I enjoy watching AEW where they have a crowd, and I just miss the crowd. So it's like, you know, you watch Impact every week. They haven't had a crowd in a year and a half either. And they're going to be having crowds soon, too, after Slammiversary, which is coming up very soon. So everybody's going back on the road. World's kind of starting up again. What are you guys doing for the 4th of July this weekend? You guys ain't got any big plans? You know, tomorrow night downtown, they're doing a drone show before the fireworks. And I saw a drone show on TV last year. It was unbelievable. You know, thousands of drones. It looked like an LED board in the sky. I really want to come down and watch that on the 4th. But you guys have any big plans going on? How about you, Danger?
I got a couple different things going on today. I don't have anything concrete tomorrow. I might actually go out to my hometown of Henrietta and watch their fireworks because they're always good. And then, you know, missing them last year, it'll be a good time. That might happen. I'm not 100% sure what I'm doing,
yeah,
but I know I'm off on Monday and playing golf. So that's a good thing.
How about you, Artiste?
Just mourning the fact that it was another Canada Day that I couldn't cross the border for. So no, I'm sure grill up maybe some steaks and stuff and enjoy the weather. Hopefully we're staying cooled down a little bit.
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
Been yeah. Like that was nice after it got too hot. So.
Yeah, it was way too hot earlier this week. Well, you, Jay-Z?
My wife's dragging me to a picnic with people I don't know, so that'll be fun.
I hope they're listening right now, hearing that enthusiasm.
Who's this Jay-Z?
If they are, they don't know me, so you know it'll be a surprise.
That voice sounds familiar.
Yeah. Wait a second. As long as you're not being recognized at the urinal, you're doing good, my man. So
it's all good. It's all good. I will be fine. I mean, it's people. My wife, my daughters know their kids for school, and so my wife was friendly with them, and they're like, "Oh, come on over. We're having a big picnic." I'm like, "Great. I'm an introvert. I don't like people, but okay, let's go."
I'm scared of people.
I'll be looking at my watch the entire time.
Who's the guy looking at his phone the last 3 hours? Oh, that's Jay-Z. So we know how to pick you out of a crowd at least. So that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, mine's still open right now. I plan on going to Henrietta, but I really want to see this drone show downtown. So maybe from the 16th floor up here. That would look pretty cool. But so let's get back to wrestling. We want to talk before we have to break again. Zelina Vega showed up last night. Wow. Kind of a weird look. I don't really dig the red on the splotch on her head. You know, it's like, I don't know if you saw it, but it looks like, you know, almost like a flame shooting out of her forehead. Still very, very beautiful woman and definitely getting into it. What'd you guys, you see Zelina last night there, Danger?
Yeah, I mean, SmackDown I thought was a pretty good show other than a couple things. And that was one of those things. I think they're doing a buildup of these reveals of who's going to be the SmackDown, you know, women's side of the Money in the Bank thing until you lead up to a, you know, much larger name who may have gotten married this past week, but
Becky, oops.
But you know, it's good to see her back. She's decent enough in the ring that I have no problem with her wrestling. I just liked her in the managerial role much better.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and I feel bad because the guys that she managed all got thrown into a battle royale this past week to get in on the Money in the Bank. And it's like, you know, I think that they spent a lot of time working her with, Hector Garza or what? That's not Hector Garza.
Angel Garza.
Hector Garza is his uncle, right? I believe so.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, they spent a lot of time building them up together as of, you know, with Andrade as well. And it just fell apart. And I liked Garza. I mean, he definitely, he had that quality, that Shawn Michaels quality, but then he gets thrown into a battle royal on Monday and pretty much is, you know, a side note on the whole match. But yeah, it was nice to see her. I don't know if I dig that red splotch, you know, on her head. It's a different look.
It goes back again to why do you have her, you get rid of her, and then you bring her back. And honestly, like, my only thing with this now is it's good that she's got a spot and I'm totally open to seeing her wrestle more. I did like, you know, that the manager role was going well too, but we'll see how this one goes. I just bring her back now. Like maybe that would have gotten a little bit of a pop if you held it off another week or two. Like, I don't know if she needs to be in that match or whatever, but do it in front of a crowd or something. To me, it's just so weird.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, oh, we another person that we just fired, but oops, don't, never mind, you're not fired anymore. Like, come on back.
Yeah, you got Joe the week before or 2 weeks before, and now her. And
well, so they're only making an example out of her with that third party thing. I think they always planned on bringing her back. I think they talked to her about it at the time. I it was honestly just an example.
Jay-Z, you have any thoughts on that?
You know, I was hoping she'd show up as a manager for somebody, but, you know, I don't know. I liked her more as a manager than a wrestler. I think mostly because she's so short compared to everybody else. The visual is much better if she's managing somebody, but then, you know, we also believe there's believability in Rey Mysterio wrestling giants all the time. So I guess height is not a big deal anymore, but still, she's like 5 foot nothing.
Hey, she was Thea Trinidad in Impact Wrestling, I believe, and she was there for a while. You know, it's like, and a lot of people probably don't remember her, that, you know, working there. But we're gonna, on that note, we're gonna take a break. I know I keep using that old cliche on that note, but we gotta take a break. We got one more segment, and we got so much stuff we want to talk about that we haven't, so we're going to rapid fire through them in the next segment. If you have a call, 222-1280, star 1280. Unless you're looking for financial advice or home selling or anything, that I can't really help you with that. Unless I can just give you like my bank account number, you can start depositing money in there. But I think I'd probably get fired for that. But please, yeah.
Give you some grilling advice on the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, certainly. 222-1280, star 1280. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm playing Seth Rollins music. This past week, Seth Rollins posted on social media, Instagram, that he and Becky Lynch got married on Tuesday. Congratulations. Burn it down. That's what I say. Yeah, welcome. Process usually is you get married and have babies. Sometimes it's you have babies and get married. So that's how it works. Congratulations, Seth and Becky. And Becky might be one of the surprises as well. Showing up in the Money in the Bank. We'll see what happens. I mean, it's been rumored for a long time she was coming back. So some real quick news. What do you think? Bronson Reed loses the belt to Swerve on NXT. And after Bronson Reed has gotten a couple tryout matches before Raw and SmackDown this week, where does Bronson Reed show up? He's obviously not going to be, he'll be moving up probably to Raw, I'm guessing. What do you guys think about that? He only had the belt for, what, a couple weeks? It was only a couple weeks.
He's had it for just over a month, like a month and a half. It was a good match. I think that just means they like what they saw in their tryout matches with him, and he's going to be going up. I would have thought he would have held on to it till around SummerSlam and then been a part of the draft. We'll see exactly what they do with it. But I also have to say, I like what they're doing with Hit Row, and I like what they've done with Swerve since they've started that whole thing.
What about you, Artiste? Did you get a chance to catch NXT this week?
Some of it. I think, you know, it's, and I just see it as an opportunity for Swerve. I mean, they used the belt to elevate Bronson, and he did some really good stuff with it. And hopefully it's, again, one of those things we talked about earlier in the show with Fandango and Tyler Breeze and stuff. Like, all right, you build guys up a little bit. Like, let's not drop the ball now with the way you book them next. So, I don't have much faith in that process yet, but hopefully they do the right thing with him.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, as Adam Cole came out this week and said, Swerve, you're going to see that name a year from now, and he's going to be main eventing everywhere. So they have a lot of faith in him, and they've built him up slowly. I remember when he first came out, he would lose every week, and now it's like, and then slowly he kind of, his attitude changed because he didn't like losing. He didn't like being the, you know, the good sport loser. And so now he's like coming out and he's got a lot more flair to him, and I definitely like what he's doing. I like Bronson getting the title. I figured he'd have a long run at it, but obviously they want to move him up, and I think that he does have a, you know, he's got quality out there. You know, he's a good wrestler too for such a big guy. So power to him, and power to wherever he shows up. We will see. You know, usually I'd guess it'd be Raw, because Raw's one's in dire need of, I think, some lifeblood injected ever since Keith Lee disappeared. And we still don't even know what happened to Keith Lee. It's just rumored about things. I'm not even sure. But One thing we know is wrestling is going to be on the road in less than 2 weeks. So these guys, you know, if they're going to be on Raw or SmackDown, they're going to be like, you know, warming the crowd up or be on an early match or something. You can see the quality of what great athletes they are. Another thing that happened on NXT this past week is Mercedes Martinez in her match got caught in the back of the head with a leg and looked like she was legitimately knocked out in the match. I think she was concussed. I know that because she went to the hospital, but the match ended. I mean, what's the referee going to do when someone's just laying there in the middle of the ring? Danger.
Well, it was interesting. If you watch it, she goes down, Xia Li goes for the pin, and she can't actually, the referee doesn't count the pin because her shoulder's up because she's out cold. And her body just reacted that way, and her shoulder was up, and she couldn't get it pinned down. She stiffened up pretty good. It's a shame. I love Mercedes Martinez. I love what they're doing with her. Xia Li has a history of a couple stiff kicks. I know they worked the one with Aaliyah, but you know, it's you got to get that under control. And mistakes happen. I understand that, but that was a bad time for one.
Yeah, did Artis, you catch that? I mean, that was a lot of people question whether that was real or not, you know. But to me, I knew as soon as I saw it. I mean, she collapsed. It was like the way she went down. You know, it was like ugh.
It's just an unfortunate error right now. We're seeing a lot of in-match injuries in wrestling in recent weeks. So I wish the best for her. Maybe let Mercedes heal up a little bit and put her on the main roster. I'm going to keep campaigning for that because I still think she's one of the best wrestlers in the world.
I agree. And I think, and I mean, people can do nothing but learn from her in the ring as well. And so keeping her with some of the young, you know, new talents definitely doesn't hurt, you know, her. It makes her value a lot more. NXT came out this past week too and announced the breakout tournament. To me, that's the, you know, it's like a copy of what Ring of Honor's doing, what other people have done, you know, the youth, you know, the youth movement and everything in wrestling. But the breakout, they haven't really specifically said who are the participants, but they've had some elimination matches that were on 205 Live this past week. But WWE seems to be falling in line with a lot of what other people are doing with, you know, these young tournaments. Danger, what do you think?
Well, they did this tournament 2 years ago, and if you look at who was in the tournament, it's Swerve, it's Bronson Reed, it's Dexter Lumis, to a lesser extent, Boa. It's Cameron Grimes. It's a lot of guys you're seeing now. They're stepping up and taking that more major role in NXT. So I think they're just going for the next class, especially if a bunch of people are going to be going up to the main roster and replenishing those rosters. You're going to need some people to step up. So it's a way to get that exposure. I love the last one they did, and I hope they have the same quality of people in this one.
Yeah, I think I remember a certain guy from Rochester who was in Ring of Honors. That ended up being the heavyweight champion eventually of Ring of Honor, and now is back there setting up a six-man match for the Ring of Honor's big show coming up. But Dalton Castle was started off as the Young Guns or whatever. I can't remember what they call it in Ring of Honor. They're doing it right now as we speak, in fact. But which is kind of weird that WWE announced that they're doing theirs as well. But yeah, it does give a lot of guys, you know, an opportunity. Jay-Z, I see you're back in your car now, so it's nice to you must have paid for the work and everything, and no more Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, I threw you in my pocket, was listening to you guys comment on stuff I haven't seen because I haven't watched NXT in a while, unfortunately. But yeah, I'm back in my car, and I think ROH is called the Top Prospect Tournament.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah, something.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's good to throw some young guys in there so that they've got enough people working in the Performance Center to do probably a fairly decent tournament, and maybe we'll see those guys running the show on NXT like we're seeing with Cameron Grimes and all that other stuff in now. So we'll see.
Definitely. So a couple more pieces of news before we get out of here. Rebel suffered a dislocated knee during the tag match that took place on AEW Dynamite. I give her a lot of credit. You dislocate your knee and then you still, the match goes on. It's like, you knew something wrong when it happened. You know, it's unfortunately seeing these people get hurt, but Rebel was starting to get kind of get more usage on TV and stuff like that. What'd you guys think of the injury real quick?
I didn't care for the tag match being booked in the first place. But the, I don't know if that injury happened when she got knocked off the ropes to the outside, or what had happened, but hopefully she heals up. She's been entertaining in the non-wrestling managerial type role. So,
And she
hopefully can still do a lot of that, you know, when hurt.
Yeah, it's interesting. She has a knee injury for so long, has been on crutches as a managerial role, and now has a legitimate knee injury and is going to be on crutch for a while.
I'd rather see her stay that way. I mean, not the injured. I mean, as a manager, I think I don't like Vicky Guerrero in a managerial role. Or I don't even like her being on TV. Vicky's a very sweet woman from all standpoints, everything I've heard about her backstage, everything. I think she's great. But on TV, I could care less. I don't want her on TV. And I like Rebel as a manager. And I think she's much better in that role than as a wrestler. But then again, I'm not all that familiar with her work as a wrestler in general.
And we do get Andrade's in-ring debut on Wednesday night in Miami. I'm hoping the graphic did not have Vicky with Andrade. I'm hoping he just comes out on his own.
Please, okay. God, no.
So we got one last piece of news before we get out of here, and I want to thank you guys for showing up this week and on the weekend, and please everybody have a safe July 4th. Darby Allin is going to be in Jackass 4. Is that surprising? Yeah,
makes perfect sense.
Yeah, he's going to be UFC heavyweight champion Francis Ngannou is going to be there as well. Shaquille O'Neal, another AEW wrestler. You might remember Shaquille O'Neal, right?
You might remember him from his basketball days, but now he's a wrestler.
Now he's a wrestler.
A big guy, right? He's also, from what I understand, a volunteer sheriff's deputy or something too.
Amazing man. So we got to look for that coming out real soon. That's Jackass 4. Allen's become friends with all those guys, and so but Bam Margera, Steve-O, Tony Hawk's gonna be in it, so definitely check.
Bam got kicked out of the movie.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry, we gotta get out of here. Danger, well, thank you so much, Danger. Thank you, DC, and thank you, Jay-Z, for pulling a pinch hit. Okay, buddy.
No problem. Hopefully, this is not the weekend that all of you listening out there have all 10 of your digits.
Yeah, please have them all next week. We'll see you next week, folks.